Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Boy, do I have a treat here for you today. I have Becky Ginn. You know, she does Mary Oaks Barbecue. She also runs the food operation out there at Piedmont Tech. How you doing today, Becky?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Ann?
Very good. So I guess you're competing?
Yes, we're doing anything but tonight and also the four categories tomorrow.
Four categories tomorrow. So I guess Dennis, you're here and Dennis is back there working hard. Would that be true?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis, how you doing this morning? He's not with us here this morning, but you have a fabulous new fifth wheel traveling home here. It is quite nifty. I was in it last night.
Thank you. My son-in-law tells me that I'm getting old and cranky now, and so it's about time that I got a little bit of comfort while we're barbecuing. So we did. We took the plunge, and we bought a toy hauler, and Dennis turned the back into his grill room, and I have room to go be cranky by myself.
Cranky by yourself. You can just shut the door to the bedroom, go in there, take a shower, use the potty, and go take a nap, right?
Exactly.
But I tell you what. I couldn't believe it last night when I was in Uptown Greenwood, and there staring me in the face was this bigger-than-life Phil Robinson of the Duck Commander of Duck Dynasty was on your vehicle. And I understand, and, you know, then I saw this on the also on the back. It said, Clayton Holmes. And I was trying to figure out how this came together. Lynn Cook is the manager out there at Clayton Homes right here in Greenwood. Can you explain to me how this came together?
Yes, I'll try. Dennis came by the office one day, and we were trying to get to know each other because I am the new manager there, and he is our landlord. And I was telling him my vision for the store about getting involved with the community, trying to support the community. And he said, well, you ought to help support us. We we barbecue. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about it. So we did a little bit of brainstorming, came together with a plan, and then my regional manager came down and he got involved, and one thing led to another. Clayton Holmes had partnered up with Kay and Phil Robertson, and we decided that they would be good for our promotion as well. So that's how it came about.
Well, it is terrific. Now, I understand this was quite a process getting their getting it wrapped and getting it done. I mean, that figure on the side, it's got to be, what, 8 or 10 feet tall? How tall is it, Becky?
Probably roughly? About 10, at least 10 foot.
Yes, it is going to be very noticeable in Uptown Greenwood. So if you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, you got to come by and see their, what is it called?
It's a toy hauler.
Toy? Why is it called a toy hauler? I'm sorry.
Because the back room that Dennis has turned into the, quote, cook room.
Yes.
Most people use these when they're going camping, and you can pull your motorcycles, your four-wheelers, your ATVs up in the back of it, mm-hmm. and because it has a ramp, and you haul your toys while you're camping.
Okay. So you haul your toys, your playthings. And instead, well, his plaything is barbecuing, right?
It is.
So it's appropriate, right?
It does work.
It does work. So, Lynn, now, I understand that y'all are going to be giving away a barbecue grill. In fact, people can register right there in Uptown Greenwood at Becky and Dennis's Mary Oaks Barbecue. When are you going to be giving it away?
Well, we are going to be giving it away at our next promotion, which is going to be our salute to the troops. And that will be happening on July the 27th. So up until that time, they can register at the barbecue, or they can come by our office and register there. And also, you can register to win a trip to the Duck Commander and have a visit with Willie and Si. And I know if anybody watches the show, they would love to meet those personalities.
You know, what I think is so fun is people are starting to look like Will and Si. I'm not sure about this, but people are starting to grow the long beards and the camo and the whole nine yards. But you know what's fascinating to me? I was doing some reading last night, is that Phil was actually going to be a star quarterback.
Yes, he was.
That's hard to believe to look at him today, folks.
He chose not to. He chose to go have his own project, and I think he's been successful at it.
He has. So they've been actually doing duck calls for, what, 25 years or so?
Yes, they have. It started as a little mom and pop and developed it into what it is today.
You mean there's still hope for me?
Very much so, Ann. Very much so. I think you're on your way.
Thank you. All right. Well, now, your salute to the troops. This is very interesting. I don't know if you knew about this, but up in Spartanburg, Senator Tim Scott is doing a Korean War honor ceremony.
No,
on the same day, the 27th. He's doing it upstate, and he's doing it in Lowcountry in the Charleston area. So how did you pick that date? That's pretty interesting.
Well, we actually got with the National Guard and asked them what would suit them best. And this was one of the days that they had available that they could actually get with us. We know they stay busy, so we certainly wanted to work around their schedule.
That's terrific. That's terrific. We're really, we're very close to all our veterans here. In fact, I understand we have a group coming back tomorrow. This is what I was told. I don't know if I've got something to really talk about, but I was told we have a group actually coming back into National Guard group coming back in. So how about that? Hopefully we'll have some more information with that. We were supposed to get it, but I just happened to remember. But, you know, our troops and Clayton Holmes works a lot with doing the manufactured housing for the troops, don't they?
Yes. We have actually been contracted to build some housing for the military. It's something that we're getting into, as well as college dorms and things like that. So the manufacturing industry is not what you used to
think. It's not your grandmother's.
No, it is not. It is not. We've come a long way. Our homes are built Energy Star. We have
you just won a bunch of awards out there in Las Vegas. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
We did. We have modular homes as well, and those are built International Building Code, same code as site-built homes. They have to be appraised, financed, and insured the same as a site-built home. So we've got exciting things. If you've not been by Clayton Homes lately, you should come by. We have a mod on our home center, and we are wanting to actually sell the model, so we've got that priced right for anybody who is in the market. We also have,
how about financing?
Our financing is wonderful. We have many banks available to us with many different programs. The bank knows that we've been through a tough economy, so they've got some second chance financing out there for those of us who've had bumps and bruises in our credit due to the economy. So it's something for everybody, anywhere from our single wides that start in the 30s that go right on up to our modulars that we can build 5,000-7,000 square feet.
Now, do those come in actually already built and then taken to the lot, or how does that actually work with a modular home?
It is built in a manufactured facility, and then it is put on what is called a carrier. So it's something like a travel trailer, and then when it gets to your home site, it is put on a full foundation, just like a site built. We have a crane there that puts it on the foundation, and then we complete the construction process there.
How long from the time you make up your mind that you want this to actually being able to move in?
Roughly 90 to 120 days, depending on the weather. Depending on the weather, Ann.
We've had a lot of rain this year. Yes.
Sometimes that does hold us up, but we're not going to complain with Mother Nature. We can't control that. But Yeah, it's a pretty fast process, and people seem to really like it, knowing that they can choose whatever they want. They pick their colors, they pick their siding, they can have brick, they can have vinyl, they can have whatever they want, from the inside to the out.
That's pretty amazing, and particularly with our society, I want it now.
Correct.
You know, yeah.
We are a microwave society, and it works. It works so well, and the price is just so much less.
Now, just where is actually Clayton Home headquartered?
Well, we are out of Maryville, Tennessee, but our local office is 1750 Lawrence Highway. Now, if you put that in your GPS, you're going to end up in the middle of a field. So we're in the process right now to working with Google to try to get that corrected. But it is, if you do put it in your GPS as Highway 72 East, U.S. 221 South, then you will find us.
Sure. You're headed on the way going to Clinton. You're right past the Civic Center on the right-hand side of the road, and you've got all those big homes. It would be hard to miss.
Correct. Correct. Most people know where the Civic Center is, yeah, so we are down from that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we are here with Becky Ginn, Mary Oaks Barbecue, one of our favorites here. She always likes to come on and talk. I'm going to see if I can find out any tips or secrets here when we come back. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Becky, you know, how many of the Festival of Discoveries have you done? How long have you been barbecuing?
This is our 10th year.
Wow.
Excuse me. We took last year off, so we didn't do any cooking last year, but this is our 10th year, and I think we've done 8 Festival of Discoveries.
8. And you do a lot of traveling, too.
We do. We do North Carolina, Georgia. We've been down to the National Barbecue Festival 3 times in Douglas, Georgia.
And you've done very well.
So we did. Yeah. We did. We do very well in Douglas. We had 2 years running, we had the Reserve Grand Whole Hog in the Invitational Division. So we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. Now, and what are you going to be cooking up here? You said you're going to compete in 4 different categories, and...
Okay, tonight they do the anything but, which means you can serve the judge anything but barbecue, and that opens the door, or dessert.
Right.
You cannot serve dessert. Has to be a vegetable or a meat. Since Carolina Pride is one of the major sponsors, your anything but must incorporate... this year they offered you bacon, kielbasa, sausage, or smoked ham. And you do your recipe, original recipes. You tell them what you want to put in there, mm-hmm. and they will furnish you the meat.
Carolina Pride.
Carolina Pride.
We have a lot of pride with Carolina
Pride.
We have
a lot of pride. And so you can...
So what are you doing?
Yes.
You're going to tell us, or is it going to be a secret?
It's a secret.
It's a secret?
It's a secret.
Are you using bacon? Are you using
I'm
bacon?
I'm using bacon and kielbasa sausage.
Okay. See, she's got a winning combination because it's bacon.
Everybody uses bacon. Then tomorrow, well, tonight we'll put on our meat to start cooking, but tomorrow the turn-in categories are chicken, pork ribs, pork shoulder or Boston butt, and beef brisket.
Now, what do you personally think is your best category?
Beef brisket.
Beef brisket. Okay. I'll be coming by to try some.
We turn in beef brisket at 1:30, and you can come by and just chow down anytime after that.
Okay. Well, then, there you go. Now I know. But now, where is your? Where are you located at the festival?
Okay, we are on Court Street, about halfway between Main and CPW Building.
Yeah. So, and actually, if you look right down that street, you're looking at the courthouse.
Correct.
Correct. That's correct. The one where you're at.
And we are right on the back side of the fountain, which is where the entertainment and all will take
big
place.
Big stage, yes. The CenturyLink main stage. Yes, mm-hmm. You are going to have a lot of entertainment right there. You'll be able to catch it all without ever leaving.
Without
how about
ever,
that?
We can sit back in my chair and just enjoy the day.
Now, I know one of the things that you're excited about, because you do have a bigger-than-life picture plastered on the side there, is that you are going to invite people to come by and get their picture taken with.
If anybody wants to, that's fine. We always carry a little wooden bench with us, and we're just going to have it sit out there. And anybody that wants to come by, they're welcome to.
I think it's going to be a hit. I'm telling you what. I've been talking about it for the last couple of days, and I think people are going to be bringing the cameras and stopping by, and you just bring the kids, and you'll look like you are actually having your picture with Phil. Isn't that the idea?
Yes, it's a very unique I mean, that's the only word I can use for it. The whole thing is just unique.
I know you were a little surprised when you picked it up.
I was shocked. I saw it a half a block away.
Yes.
And it was kind of speechless there for a little while. I walked around saying, oh, my goodness.
Now, Clayton, I mean, just for the record, we want to give Clayton all the credit for doing the wrap. Now, they didn't physically make him put it on. Well, actually, they made it. They just didn't put it on.
Right.
But they are the ones that did this. And I tell you what, I was talking to Dennis, and he was telling me how a helicopter actually came down and what do they call it, almost bombed it to be able to see it close up driving down the highway. So you guys really picked a winner.
Well, I tell you, I have to give that to my marketing department, because they put it all together for us. Dennis and I gave them our ideas, and they just ran with it, and we are very happy with the way it turned out. And for anybody that would like to register to go and meet Will and Willie and Si, you can go to www.claytonhomesofgreenwood.com, and there is a link there to register.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking for that. Okay, so you have to go to your specific site for this.
You don't have to go to our specific site, but of course I'd like for you to take a look at our homes while you're there.
Sure.
But also you can go to www.facebook.com/Clayton Homes and register there as well on Facebook.
Now, this trip that they're registering for, is this across the nation? Is this Greenwood, or what is the deal?
It is across the United States. It is broken up. Our company has broken it up into zones. So there will be four winners, excuse me, and one from each zone. So there'll be four lucky people that will get to go and meet them. They'll be put up at a very nice hotel, and also given a gift card to do a little bit of shopping there while they're at Duck Commander. So
wow. So and then when is the actual, do they have a specific time that the trip is going, or when are they giving the trips away? I mean, when will the registration close?
The registration closed July the 31st. So everybody
wow.
Get online, register, and hopefully one of our listeners will be one that wins.
Absolutely. And then I would have to go to be able to document this trip and go down there with them. See, I see this happening, Lynn.
Well, and if you needed anybody to carry your luggage.
Lynn's willing to go, right? Okay.
That's right.
All right, I got very heavy bags, Lynn. Okay, we'll work this out. So you want to go either online. Can they register out there to do this, or is it all online?
No, you can also come by our office, and we'll be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
We'd love for you to come in, take a look at our homes. We are looking for anybody that has homes that they'd like to trade in.
You take trade-ins?
Yes, we do take trade-ins.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, we are actively looking for trade-ins. We have customers that are always looking for used homes, and we just absolutely cannot keep them. So please, if you're thinking of getting a new home, we would love to take a look at your house and possibly purchase it from you or take it as a trade. So do call us or come by.
Now, what's the number out there at Clayton?
It is 864-229-3945.
Okay, you got that number. I'm going to be talking about this because I think this is too cool. You will actually be able to if you are the lucky winner. Now, how long is the trip? For how many days is it? Do you know? Is it 3 or 4 days, I would think?
Yes, I think it's a weekend, actually, Ann.
Weekend, okay. Well, we'll get more details, and Lynn will get me more details, and we'll be able to talk about that right here. And, you know, for all you look-alike wannabes, You can get yourself all fixed up, see if you can win, and go down there and compete with them.
That might be our next promotion, Ann, a look-alike contest.
That would be too cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
All right. Well, Lynn, it has been so nice to meet you. It's so nice that you came out here from Clayton Homes. Now, are you going to be able to spend any time down there with Becky?
Oh, yes. We will have one of our salespeople there at all times on Saturday. I will be there on Saturday. We'll be there tonight with Becky and Dennis being cheerleaders or doing whatever they need for us to do, and look forward to meeting everybody in the community. I am a new manager there. I've been in the business for 15 years in Lexington and have a super, super team at the new store here in Greenwood, and we just want everybody to come by and meet our team and get to know us. We are part of the community. The people that work at our store live here in Greenwood. I'm the only one that doesn't live here, and who knows, that may be changing too.
Well, listen, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'm so glad you could come on and introduce yourself right here on the radio this morning. Thanks for coming out, Lynn. We're actually going to be doing a blues crawl tonight live on the radio between 6 and 9. So hopefully I will see you tonight in Uptown Greenwood. Becky's on our list to come by and talk to. And Gracie goes, it's 10 o'clock, Ann. Don't you think it's time to get off the air? Becky, are you going to win a category or two here?
I'm going to try to win four.
Four. Okay. There's no stopping her now. She said it right here on the radio. And I understand. I hear nothing but kudos, Becky, on what you've done for Piedmont Tech in the food service out there. I know they are all pleased, pleased, pleased that you are out there Monday through Thursday. Taking care of the food out there.
I love it.
Well, that's great. So when you go out to Piedmont Tech and you eat out there, you can thank Becky for the food out there. Hey, thanks so much for coming out. You know, the Blues Cruise is on tonight. I am on, too, at 11 o'clock. I will be down there at Paul Kennemore's Greenwood Saw. Then I'm coming back here, and we're interviewing more artist at 4 o'clock, and Giveaway Friday's coming up. And then at 6 o'clock, I am Uptown Greenwood doing the blues crawl. So you keep it right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for coming on today, y'all.
Thank you so much, Ann.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.